Today, the Chancellor is setting out his plans to get more people into work, but he's resisting calls to cut taxes, including from Tory backbenchers like Liz Truss, who's speaking at a Fringe event just before Jeremy Hunt. Katie Balls is political editor at The Spectator.
What is the reaction from Tory activists? Is it the case, given they rejected Rishi Sunak last summer, that they have more warmth towards Liz Truss despite everything, or will this be a sign that actually she doesn't have the influence that some like to make out?
Patients in England are being told to expect severe disruption in hospitals this week as junior doctors and consultants go on strike over pay and conditions. Only emergency care is being fully staffed over the next 72 hours. Police in the state of New York are searching for a 9-year-old girl believed to have been abducted while camping with her family. Charlotte Cena was last spotted cycling around a lake last night. The New York governor, Kathy Hochul, has issued this plea.
I promised her parents we'll find her daughter. She's all of our daughters. Their family needs love. They need prayers. And if you know anything, if you've seen anything, you hear anything, please contact 911.
The average price of a UK property fell by 5.3% over the last year. The Nationwide says it represents the biggest annual drop since 2009. Peak time train fares in Scotland are being scrapped today as part of a 6-month trial to boost the use of public transport. Instead, passengers will be charged off-peak prices at all times. And Live Aid is being turned into a West End show. The famous concerts in London and Philadelphia were organised nearly 40 years ago to raise money for Ethiopia famine relief. Some of the songs featured during those shows by Sir Paul McCartney and Queen will be included in the musical called Just for One Day. That's the latest. I'm Tom Harrigan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for today. It's looking a little bit overcast out there at the moment in Brentwood. 22 degrees for today, and it will be cloudy for most of the day. There's a possibility of rain, about 55% chance of rain by about 7 o'clock this evening, but you might get a little bit of sunshine peeking through the clouds around about 4 o'clock. But pretty much a dull day.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, it might be a dull day, but it won't be a dull radio show. As you can hear, I've got a slight issue with my voice this morning. But we'll crack on. We'll crack on. I've got a little pot of melon on the side. This is always crunchy. I hate... You know when you buy... Sometimes you get prepared melon, okay? Honeydew melon. You go, oh, that's lovely, and it's really soft. And this one is like... Just never know. You just never know. I'm wearing my elasticated jeans today. I will have not a word said about them. But I'd like to know your thoughts, actually, on other people's elasticated trousers. Well, the thing is, they're elasticated jeans. I bought them from the TikTok shop because I'm addicted. And they're really nice. But they're like joggers kind of thing, but jeans. Okay, so they're a bit like jeggings. So it's not as bad as you think. But what are your thoughts on elasticated jeans? Is that something you ever thought you would wear if you wear them? I mean, they are kind of like joggers at the top, but they are jean material, but they're very comfortable. On Friday, I've had a very, very busy weekend this weekend. And on Friday, I was in London seeing my dear friend. And we had a really nice time. She's sadly lost her partner. So it was lovely to see her. And we had a good old chat and everything. But it was lovely. And we went out for a bit of late lunch dinner. So I was in Spitalfields, which is always fabulous. And then Saturday, I was in Chelmsford at Hotbox. I was doing some backing vocals for Steve Mortimer for his gig, which was amazing. There were two DJs there at the weekend. I think they're both in their 60s, maybe 65. They were amazing, playing like house music. They were just amazing. It was brilliant. It was a great... If you've never been to Hotbox, please have a look and see if you like any of the bands and just go down. And it's a lovely venue in Chelmsford. Parking's right next to the venue as well. And then on Sunday... I just had a little bit of family time, really, and it was, yeah, I've had a nice weekend. So yeah, things I had planned that I had to do, yeah, it was nice. I've had a little bit of I don't know, I've got my fizzy water with me this morning. I might have a cup of coffee in a moment. But yeah, my voice sounds a little bit croaky, doesn't it, this morning? Yeah, maybe because I was laughing so much yesterday. I really, like, I needed a laugh, and yesterday I really laughed for about an hour, and that might have affected my voice as well. You know, sometimes you just have these belly laughs, and I needed to have a belly laugh, although I think I was wearing these elasticated trousers yesterday as well. Elasticated jeans. You'd never know, because I haven't tucked my top in or anything. They're like joggers. Don't have a go at me. But I did put it as a question of the day. Are elasticated jeans a good or bad thing? Okay. And Billy Brown's immediately said, they're not a good thing. That is not a good thing. Now, hopefully, he's just sent me the updates of Sharky and Splodge. Yes, he has. Good morning. I hope you're well. Oh, I've got a video there from Francesca. I'm going to have a look. Thank you, Francesca, for sending that. Lovely. So we're going to kick off with some music. We've got loads of great music today. And we've got the track of the day, a brand new one from Broken Bear called I Cannot Lie. So I'll be playing that a little bit later. Plus, we've got loads more great music mixed in with chart music, with some classic tracks and some independent music as well. The best that you'll hear anywhere. There we go. That's a statement. So let's kick off. Let's go back to the 80s, I feel. I think this is the 80s. Probably late 80s. This is Deacon Blue with Fergus Sings the Blues. If you want to get in contact, you can do. Pretty easy to do that. You can find me on social. Send me a message on Messenger. You can record a voice note as well. And you'll find me across TikTok, Instagram and Facebook at Eat My Brunch.
Fergus sings the blues in bars of 12 or less. I'm a stranger to the land, to this wilderness. All things impossible happen less and less. This is my country. My reasons.
brand new one. This is HMS Morris with Family Soul.
Overruled. There you go.
Oh, baby. One for the money and the free rides is two.
You're on the stand with your back against the wall. Nowhere to run and nobody you can call. Oh no, I just can't wait. Now the case is open wide. You'll try to pray, but the jury will decide.
Baby, I swear I'll tell the truth about all the things you used to do. And if you thought you had me fooled, I'm telling you, objection on the rule. Oh, baby.
One for the money and the free rides. It's two for the lie that you're denying.
Alright. Alright. Alright.
Three for the calls you've been making. It's four on the times you've been faking. Alright.
Alright.
Cause you don't know this cat, I know deep down that you don't want me to react. I lay low, leaving all my options open. The decision of the jury has not been spoken. Step in my house, you find that your stuff is gone. But in reality, to whom does the stuff belong? I bring you into court to push my order. And you know that you overstepped the border.
One for the money and the free rise. It's two for the lie that you did not
dance. I'm doing the hand signals, you know, that's sort of I get told off by my mates for doing that. It's, don't do that. No gangster rap, Michelle, I'm there. I've never been cool. I rest my case. There we go. I've never been cool. You know, some people on stage, I was looking at Steve Mortimer at the weekend, and he just looks the essence of cool. Okay, he's on stage, he just looks very rock and roll. But he's worked with, obviously, he's a guy from Blackchapel. He lives in Chelmsford, he's very talented. And it was a really good gig. There were some amazing musicians up on stage as well. Sunscreen were there, she was playing cello, that sounded amazing. And there was Rachel Brooks, she was playing keyboards. I got up and sung two numbers in, like, backing vocals. There was Nettie doing backing vocals as well. It was just a really interesting gig because it started off with just Steve and the guitar, and then the different people sort of got up and down during the gig. So it wasn't just the same thing. You know, if you go and see, like, a guitarist, it's okay for the first, maybe for the first two songs, three songs, and afterwards it's just the guitarist with in the voice, and sometimes you get a bit edgy. And I'm saying that as a musician myself, because you like a little bit of difference. You can do that by making more songs up-tempo and slow, whatever, you know, just to make it a bit more interesting. But anyway, so it was really good. But he just looks the essence of cool. And I went and I had, I was just dressed in black with my elasticated jeans on. And I saw myself on the video and I thought, I just never look cool. I just don't have it. I've never had it. Doesn't matter what I wear, I just always look like somebody who hasn't tried at all or has tried too hard. But I always look like I'm going to, possibly I look like I'm going to an event. Never look like I'm going to a gig. You know, just some people have got that essence where they just look really cool. I'll tell you who else looks really cool, who lives in Brentwood, is Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop. She always looks cool. She dresses beautifully, and she just looks really, yeah, really cool. Like, yeah, she's a bit rock and roll. Yeah, that's what she looks like. I don't. I just look like I'm going shopping, or I'm going to maybe the WI. I don't know. I never quite get it, never quite get it right. No matter what I try. I do have quite unusual taste in clothes, to be honest, but it's, it just never looks right, doesn't it? I think it's down to my hair as well. I didn't brush it at the weekend because I thought it looked more rock and roll, but I just looked like a dishevelled person going to the WI. And you could well think you've never seen anything like it before in your life. In fact, I've never met a girl like you before. People say that quite a lot, and I don't know if it's in a good way. Is Edwin Starr.
I've never known a girl like you before.
take you out somewhere. I take the train and turn like I did for years. There is only 7 more blocks I could walk from here. I wanna stay.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Now, I really wanted to bring you the brand new track from Rogue FX. which is out now, but unfortunately it's not uploaded to the Dropbox this morning, so it must mean it's sitting on my computer at home, which is a bit of a shame because I was going to play it out today, but I will be playing it out for the rest of the week. So if you are listening out there, I do apologise, because he may be listening. It will be on tomorrow's show. It's down as being on today's show, but it will be on tomorrow's show, so I do apologise about that because I was looking forward to playing it and it's not here, but I am going to play Rogue Effects anyway, and this is the last release, which is called Drifting. We'll have the brand new release for you tomorrow, but enjoy this independent music, Rogue FX with Drifting. With a Drifting. We'll be playing the brand new one from him tomorrow. Did you know that yesterday, apparently, I've got a message from Nancy, it was International Michelle Day. National Michelle Day is observed annually on October the 2nd. I didn't know! Who knew? It's true. Michelle is a variation of the Hebrew name Michael. In Hebrew, Michael means who is like God. Oh, that shit me up on Monday. Hold on a minute. We've got Italian Michelle Day on November the 6th. How many are there? We're very, very popular. National Michelle Day, November the 6th, has got here. Every day's a Michelle Day, especially on Phoenix FM. Well, 5 days a week. Here is Coldplay with Viva La Vida.
sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become. In revolutionary sway, for my head on a silver plate, just a puppet on a lonely string. Oh, who would ever want to be king? I hear Jerusalem bells ringing, Roman cavalry choirs are singing.
One from the Rolling Stones. This is Angry. I'll be back with some traffic and travel right after this.
Don't get angry with me. I never caused you no pain. I won't be angry with you. But I can't see straight. Yeah. As in rain for a month, the rivers run dry. We have you
great new track, isn't it, from the Rolling Stones? A brand new one there with Angry.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic, see if that makes you angry, but it should be okay because it's a little bit later in the day. Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. Glenn closed on the entry ramp due to long-term construction. M25 junction 28 via to Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays down to one lane, affecting traffic onto the roundabout. It's not too bad at the moment. Heading down the A1023 is clear, and Wilson's Corner, no issues. Temporary traffic signals due to waterway work on Doddinghurst Road at Kimpton Avenue. Heading down the M25 from Brook Street roundabout, you've got a clear run, and coming back through the tunnel is nice and clear at the moment as well. Heading up towards the M11 turn-offs, no problems up at that junction. A12 has still got the 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions between junction 30 and 60 in both directions while they do the repairs to the roads. There will be some nighttime closures there as well, so your sat-nav or your Google Maps should divert you, or you can follow the signs. Yeah, have to excuse me, I've got a little bit of... I woke up this morning. Let's go into Michelle's Health Watch. What's wrong with Michelle today? Okay, I'll tell you. I should actually, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do a Health Watch jingle on my phone. And then I'm going to play it. Health Watch. But I need some reverb on it, I think. And then I'll come back and tell you. And then we can have Michelle's Health Watch on Phoenix FM. Yeah. Oh, no, this... No, that's not right. Let me just put Namikos down a dancer. That's the one I wanted. With Britney Spears. Hold me closer. Is it called Hold Me Closer or Tiny Dancer? Hold me closer, tiny dancer. That one. Elton John, Britney. Oh, it's gone. Is it not on here anymore? Britney. Britney Spears, Tiny. No. Doesn't say. Oh, well, I was going to play that next. It is here. It's called... They've called it Hold Me Closer. Hold Me Closer, Tiny Dancer. That one. It's a different key as well. He's got a book coming out. She got a book coming out. Where'd that come from? I do like Britney Spears. I'm not too sure about some of her dancing. She was dancing with some fake knives the other day. But, you know, she's worked really hard all her life. She's do what she likes, really, can't she? I was just, you know, I don't know. She just seems a little bit lost. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's for... I mean, we all do things for attention. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know. I do worry about her sometimes because you just feel she's a bit out there on her own, really. With like, you know, as far as we know, she doesn't see her sons. Her husband's gone, and she's there in that mansion. I don't know. Maybe she's got some nice friends or something. I don't know. But she does the same sort of dancing. She's done it for the last year, where she just spins around all the time. I don't think she ever wants to perform again. But you can imagine if you'd have done all the gigs that she did from that age, it probably loses the maybe it loses the appeal, really. If you've done it. To somebody who's starting off, it's like, oh my God, I'd love to do that venue. I'd love to do that. And then when you're going on tour and you're doing back-to-back shows, because they have to be done like that, maybe you know, you're mega famous and you've got like 30 dates, you probably don't feel the same. I don't know. Because it becomes a job, I suppose, like everything else. But no, I'd still love to. I'd love to have experienced that, going on tour and, yeah. Now, you know, I'm wearing elasticated jeans. So I don't think I'll be going on tour anytime soon. And as I said, I haven't got the call. I just haven't got whatever. I haven't got the call. I looked at some pictures from the weekend, from the gig. Everyone up there looks cool, except for me. I have not got the call. I don't know what it is. It's just one of those things. You've either got the call or you haven't. And I haven't. And I'm not going to get it now.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said I'm gonna make somebody love me. I'm gonna make somebody love me. And now I know that it's you. You're lucky, lucky, you're so lucky. Do you wanna? Well,
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.